Herd immunity is a term that factors into our first story today. It's when at least 60% of a population becomes immune to an infectious disease. This can happen in one of two main ways. Either people recover from a disease and then become immune to it, or an effective vaccination prevents people from getting sick. There's no vaccine for COVID-19. It could be another year or more before one comes out. And doctors don't know yet if someone is immune to coronavirus once they've had it, or how long they'd be immune. But a top disease specialist in the nation of Sweden recently told CNBC that the effects of herd immunity are being seen around the capital of Stockholm. Unlike its European neighbors of Finland and Norway, Sweden did not go on lockdown to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Though it banned gatherings of more than 50 people, it still kept restaurants, gyms, schools, and playgrounds open. And some health officials accused Sweden of gambling with its nation's health. The country has seen more than 2,000 deaths from coronavirus, while neighboring Finland and Norway have each recorded around 200 deaths, though they also have smaller populations. Still, is herd immunity helping Sweden turn the page on coronavirus? We don't have the final answer on that,